a major new investment programme involving the Scottish Government, the City of Edinburgh Council and Edinburgh Festivals, will bring £15 million over the next 5 years to Edinburgh Festivals.
Well, this is part of the Edinburgh and Lothian City deal, and it's a place programme which is making sure that the Edinburgh International Festivals can remain competitive internationally, but also reach out within the communities of Edinburgh and spread that cultural experience across Scotland, supporting artists across Scotland. There's going to be an investment from each of the three partners, ourselves, the Scottish Government, Edinburgh City Council, and also the festivals themselves, each providing £1 million for 5 years. So that's a grand total of £15 million that will be invested in taking the Edinburgh International Festivals to a new level.
So it's £5 million over the next 5 years, and it was very much part of the City Region deal discussions. Unfortunately, we were hoping this would be bigger at the time, but because not every partner in the City Region deal, i.e. the UK Government, wanted to put in its investment in our festivals, the three partners, the Council, the Government, Scottish Government, and the festivals themselves, came together to create additional money which was going to go towards supporting the creative industries and quite innovative programmes actually over the next 5 years. And I think that's going to provide a real solid roadmap of how we're going to continue to build on the success that the festivals have brought to our city, and crucially spread the benefit of that success across our communities.
I'm the director of Festivals Edinburgh, and we are the representative body for the 11 major festivals in the city.
Where is your part of the money coming from?
So the festivals have arranged partnerships with many national and international partners to make sure that they can bring in not just the third of the funding that they're due to bring in, but actually quite a bit more than that. So we are absolutely delighted that we've been able to get this 3 to 5 year commitment, because that makes all the difference in terms of reaching out to other artistic companies, other festivals, community organisations, trusts and foundations, and individual donors. So it's a wide range of sources that this co-funding is coming from.
I think it's very important this time when we're facing internationally as a country to make sure that we show that we're open for all the cultural experiences in the world to come to us, but also that we can lead the world internationally in how we embrace culture. And the communities here at St McBride's, who will enjoy the Jazz and Blues Festival, for example, will get a great benefit. So working with the City Council will make sure that this is an inclusive approach, geographically but also socially, and to make sure that the audiences of the future, whether they're local, national or international, can still be delighted by the wonders of the Edinburgh International Festival.
The announcement today was made at St Bride's Community Centre in Gorgie Dol Rai, which will become a new jazz performance centre. We spoke to Roger Spence of Edinburgh Jazz and Blues Festival about it.
It seems that the Jazz and Blues Festival are expanding their presence here at St Bride's.
Well, this is a transformational moment for the Jazz and Blues Festival. You know, we're going to be operating 365 days a year rather than the 10 days that we have been so far. We're going to be engaging with communities here in the southwest of Edinburgh, especially here in Gorgie Dol Rai, but right across the city here. This will be a hub for our engagement with communities right across the city. We'll be working in jazz, we'll be working in blues, we'll be working in community music, we'll be working in the carnival, we'll be making puppets, we'll be making costumes, we'll be doing African drumming, we'll be doing Chinese lanterns, we'll be engaging with a huge range of people here at St Bride's, and then taking it out and about across the communities of Edinburgh.